All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, with quarterback Drew Brees set to return to the New Orleans Saints for the 2020 season, all signs point to the end of Teddy Bridgewater's time with the team. Now, Bridgewater has been with the Saints for the last two seasons, and when Brees went down this past season with a thumb injury, or hand injury rather, Bridgewater was 5-0 in his absence. Now, there was the possibility that Brees was going to retire following the 2019 season, but, you know, especially after the Saints were eliminated at home in the first round by the Minnesota Vikings, you kind of had the feeling that he'd want to come back because he didn't want to end his career on that note as he is still seeking that second Lombardi trophy. Now, I don't see a scenario where Bridgewater hangs around in New Orleans to be a backup for Brees for another year, especially since he is set to become a free agent, and this could be a very lucrative market for him. And, I mean, there are a lot of teams out there that need quarterbacks. And now him being on the market really changes things for the NFL draft because there are some teams that could be going into the first round of the draft looking to get a quarterback. And now would you say if you're in a win now mode, would you rather go with a veteran like Bridgewater? You look at some of the potential landing spots for Bridgewater and it would not surprise me to see him land in the AFC South. I'm looking at three teams in that division. The Indianapolis Colts, Tennessee Titans, and Jacksonville Jaguars are all in need of a quarterback. And if you're the Titans, yes, I mean, you do have Ryan Tannehill. He did have, you know, a revitalization of his career this year. But it's a situation where, you know, is he the long-term guy? We'll have to wait and see. Jacksonville has their quarterback issues. We don't know what's going on with Indianapolis and Jacoby Brissett. So it really would not surprise me. A good quarterback coach there in Frank Reich, who's the head coach in Indy. And I think him and Bridgewater working together could be a marriage made in heaven. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens this offseason. But, you know, who knew that Drew Brees deciding to come back to the Saints could have such a domino effect on both free agency and the draft, especially in the case of Teddy Bridgewater. So we're going to see how things play out for all parties involved in the coming weeks. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the tax deadline several weeks away, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.